Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 18th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. Earlier this week, United announced aircraft schedule changes and the redeployment of aircraft in the domestic operation throughout this year and 2013. Aircraft schedule changes are inherent in the normal management of any airline, ours included. Over the years, we've seen flying change at each of our domiciles. These changes may be temporary or, in long-term planning, more sustained. We've seen United manage aircraft and flight attendant populations in many different ways over the past decade in the aftermath of 2001, during their bankruptcy, and again through their merger. If there is one constant in the airline business, it is change. This may be routes, aircraft type, or frequency, or schedule assignment, all of which are constantly being tweaked and balanced by the company to generate revenue. We are familiar with this and accept it as part of the industry we work within. The opening of domicile bases is, again, a normal result of the alignment of schedules as United's merger progresses. New domiciles offer additional options and flying for United flight attendants should they choose to transfer. Transfers change the seniority dynamics at the locations from which flight attendants transfer. All of these changes create opportunities. United's recent announcement may, for some, create feelings of concern about the upcoming changes associated with this phase of United's merger. It is important to remember that we have a transition agreement in place that protects flight attendant jobs and maintains the balance of flying between the subsidiaries during the merger until we are a combined workforce working under a single contract. As United flight attendants are aware and have experienced over the years, there is no ownership of any flying. In normal day-to-day operation, flying is constantly shifted throughout the system for a variety of reasons. We know well that staffing and assignments change continually. This redeployment of aircraft is really no different, with one exception. The balance of flying between United and Continental will be maintained by the transition agreement. United management would like nothing more than to have United and Continental flight attendants at odds with each other. We vehemently reject this concept, especially as we begin preparations for joint contract negotiations. Let's be crystal clear on this concept. United and Continental flight attendants are not in competition for any flying. Our transition agreements protect jobs on both sides. Furthermore, as we enter negotiations, it is imperative that we focus on our common goals of higher pay, schedule flexibility, and incorporating improvements from both contracts into a new combined agreement. How we arrive at these goals remains to be worked through and collaboratively by all parties. The outcome, however, must be an industry-leading flight attendant agreement that can be ratified by both United and Continental flight attendants. We remain committed to standing solidly together to achieve this outcome and will not be divided. While none of us chose to have United merge with Continental, we will work to leverage every opportunity this merger offers. Change can be scary due to the uncertainty of what the future may hold, but our industry is one of constant change and we are ready. We have been preparing for all aspects of United's merger from the day it was announced. We have our own experience to draw from, as well as that from our sisters and brothers at other AFA carriers and the history of an industry full of past mergers, successes, and merger failures. We have industry experts and professionals to advise us, and we will protect United flight attendant jobs and maximize opportunities for our flight attendant community. What is happening in this phase of United's merger is expected and is not a surprise. The best way to combat fear of the unknown is with accurate information from your union. Don't rely on rumor, social media, or renegade propaganda that only serves to disseminate apprehension and create division. Remain engaged and informed, and together we will be successful. The company announced in their In-Flight Services Weekly on Wednesday that they have streamlined the crew visa application process for all flight attendants. For several years, AFA has been advocating for an alternate solution to this often cumbersome and time-consuming process. For those domiciles that fly to destinations that require a Russian or and Chinese visa, please note that the process for obtaining a visa request letter has changed. Flight attendants will now be able to print out a visa request letter via the company's Flying Together website. Once logged in, you will need to click My Department and scroll down and click on Flight Attendant Visa Process link. If you have any questions about this change, please contact your local domicile supervisor. On May 17th, the Labor International Hall of Fame in Washington, D.C. inducted over 600 union members lost in the September 11, 2001 attacks. These heroes are being honored. They represent the shining light that is the American organized labor and includes the flight attendants and pilots from the United and American Airlines flights. AFA International Officers, Vita, Sarah, and Kevin, Greg Davidovich, United MEC President, and former JFK Local Council President Linda Farrow, Jeff Heise, JFK Local Council President Ken Diaz, Boston Local Council President Andrew Fahey, and former Boston Local Council President Ralph Bagarella, and Continental AFA MEC President Marcus Valentino, along with representatives from ALPA and APFA, were in attendance. Leaders from around the world are gathering in Chicago this weekend for an important diplomatic summit hosted by President Barack Obama. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that's NATO, will be holding their meetings in downtown Chicago from May 20 to 21st, 2012. This will be the first time in an American city other than Washington, D.C. has hosted a NATO summit. For those flight attendants who live in Chicago or are on a downtown layover, we ask that you exercise caution and enhanced awareness of your surroundings. The United Corporate Security Team continues to meet with government and law enforcement officials to discuss the impact of the NATO summit. They do not anticipate any significant impact on the business at Chicago at O'Hare, but will monitor the situation daily, and AFA has been told the company will take any necessary steps to ensure flight attendant safety. It is predicted that the NATO summit will cause traffic delays and may bring city transportation to a virtual standstill. As a reminder, you may not bring food, drink, backpacks, briefcases, or luggage on Metro trains May 19th through 21st. CTA is rerouting some buses and adding capacity on CTA trains. It's a good idea to plan alternate routes to get around street closures or other obstacles. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA, and after entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading single contract.